It's time for the online edition of the longest-running local rock show on the Jersey Shore. This is 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. And here's your host, Tom Hanley.
Welcome to 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. I'm Tom Hanley. Each week we'll bring the latest music and interviews with the bands who make New Jersey rock. Coming up, Darren Fisher of These Wolves checks in to tell us about his new EP. B Wood gears up for his record release show. Another Day's Armor makes their Jersey rock debut. And Tilted rocks the Brighton Bar in Long Branch for charity on 420. But first, let's kick off the show with a band you can see in Jersey City on April 16th. You're rocking a free show at the Pet Shop with Quality of Life and the Naughty Clouds. I'm talking about the Clydes. Here's Never Swim on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I'm not crying on my knees, never again. To your face, I'm only lying. I know that I'll never swim.
Can't you see I won't give in to the place you never win? On my knees, I'm only living to the place never again.
On the Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check them out at theclydesmusic.bandcamp.com and catch them at the Pet Shop in Jersey City on April 16th. More info on the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. Joining us over the phone is Darren Fisher of These Wolves. Their new EP, In the Blood, is out now. Darren, thanks for calling in.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Dude, it's always a pleasure. And you have this EP. It's a remastered version of some stuff you already have out, right?
Yeah, the five songs that I originally released as singles are all remastered and ready to go for In the Blood.
Cool. So they're not just remastered, they're put together in a nice, tidy collection. How could someone get a hold of this?
They can go to thesewolves.com. It's also on Spotify, Apple Music, Google Play, and also Amazon MP3.
I think I featured your videos more than I've featured anyone's, because you always put out really cool music videos. You have two new ones out. They're acoustic versions of your songs Dead to Me and No Ocean. Tell us about those.
It's two live acoustic versions that we did at a place called AGL Sounds in New Brunswick the guitars from Hodera. His name is Doug Gallo. He produced them, and they came out really, really well. And we're going to do more in the future. Yeah, we just got to get the funds to do it.
If someone wants to see the two new music videos or your back catalog, where can they view These Wolves music videos?
They can definitely go to thesewolves.com, and we're on YouTube as well. If they just type in These Wolves, all those videos will come up in a nice line for them.
Social media-wise, what's the best way to keep track of what you're up to?
Facebook.com/thesewolves. Also on Instagram and Twitter, @these_wolves.
The track we're doing, it's one that we've done in the past, but a different take on it, the acoustic version of No Ocean. Tell us about this.
It's a song that really means something dear to me. I originally started writing the riff for it, or the chord progression, in 2012, and then I took a long break from music, and then it's kind of like the anthem to get myself back in, and the chorus is... I won't lose, and it won't fade, and the ocean will wash me away. So, yeah, I'm not going anywhere anytime soon, music-wise.
That's a great track, a killer music video. The original video up on the Jersey Rock page, WRAT.com, we did feature that as the Jersey Rock Video of the Week, and that featured that insane do-it-yourself rain machine, right?
Yeah, we got soaked. I had to buy the cheapest guitars and drums that I could find on Craigslist and researched and yeah, because I think Mike's drum set is worth more than my life. So, yeah, but it turned out really well.
Hell yeah, it's great. Check it out on YouTube at WRAT.com, at thesewolves.com. Darren Fisher of These Wolves, new EP, In the Blood. Darren, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you for having me, Tom.
Hell yeah, always a pleasure. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's These Wolves with the acoustic version of No Ocean on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
I want yeah, I won't lose. Yeah, it won't stray. And no ocean can wash me away. I won't lose. It won't stray. Only ocean crashing away.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hey, this is B Wood. You're listening to Tom Hanley on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast. His Learning Curves EP release show rocks the St. Asbury Park on 420. Baron Bratches and Judo Chopper are also on the bill. Check out B Wood at facebook.com/B Wood Makes Music. Joining us over the phone is Logan Manganelli of Another Day's Armor. They're opening for Skid Row at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville on May 4th. Logan, thanks for calling into the show.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me.
Dude, it's a pleasure to have you on the Jersey Rock podcast. We featured your video for Won't Stop Me as the Jersey Rock video of the week a few weeks back, I think in March. Great video, first off.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
What went into making that?
So basically, we wanted to switch it up from our last music video, and we figured, you know, doing something, you know, outdoors and having, like, the guys and the dirt bikes and everything would be, like, a cool little twist compared to what we normally see from around our area. So, you know, we just wanted to have that upbeat and, like, emphasis and crazy atmosphere to go into the whole video and music with it.
Came out great. And, of course, your Phoenix EP is out now. How could someone get a copy of that?
So, right now, it is all digital. So, you can find it on Spotify, Apple Music, anything that's basically out there, we have it on there. So this way, you know, if you don't feel like buying the song, but you want to stream it, whatever streaming platform you use, you could probably find it on there.
You guys are rocking a number of events coming up, first of which May 4th over at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville. What can people expect from you guys that night?
Well, basically, we're the kind of people who like to really push rock and roll to the fullest, and we want to really try and show that rock is still alive. So at the end of the day, you're going to see the craziness, you're going to see the in-your-face mentality and why we really need to start bringing this music back and put it in the forefront like it used to be.
That's going to be a great night. You guys are opening for Skid Row. How could someone get tickets?
Basically, you could either go to Starland Ballroom, you could contact us directly, however you feel comfortable doing it, because at the end of the day, we just want to see heads inside the building because we want to make sure that it's packed out not only for us, but for a New Jersey native like Skid Row.
And you guys, of course, are rocking the Jersey Shore Festival later in May. You're also rocking a festival out in West Virginia. If someone wants to keep track of everything that you're up to, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, if anybody has social media, which most people do, you can find us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or you can even check us out on our website. All you got to do is just search Another Day's Armor, and everything will pop up, and that's the best way, whatever way you choose, to look up everything and keep up to date with what we got going on.
The track we're doing is Death Investing. Tell us about this song.
The idea of the song was I wanted to basically talk about how a lot of people walk around acting like they can get away with things with no consequences. But at the end of the day, I'm a big believer in karma. And whether it happens personally or just something that happens down the road, at the end of the day, I feel like when you go around acting like you're never going to see any consequences, you're basically investing into death. So that was the idea behind the song. And we wanted to make sure that when we made the song that it was out the gate, in your face, and knocking you out of the park.
Logan Manganelli of Another Day's Armor. See them at the Starland Ballroom in Sayreville, May 4th, opening for Skid Row. Logan, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
Yeah, bro. Right now, let's rock that track. Here's Another Day's Armor with Death Investing on 95.9 The Rat's Jersey Rock Podcast.
Dynasty!
With The World Is On Fire on 95.9 The Rats Jersey Rock Podcast. Check them out at TiltedOnline.com and don't miss them at the Brighton Bar in Long Branch with Broken Past on 420 for the UMSFL Foundation's Halfway to Halloween benefit show. More info at BrightonBar.com and the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com. That does it for this week's Jersey Rock Podcast. Check the Jersey Rock page at WRAT.com every Sunday at 6 p.m. for a new episode, or subscribe to the Jersey Rock e-newsletter of the Club Rat and have it delivered straight to your email. Tune to Jersey Rock and 95.9 The Rat every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday night at 11:30 to hear Garden State talent rock the airwaves. And if you're in a New Jersey band and would like to be featured on the show, email me at jerseyrock@wrat.com. I'm Tom Hanley. Thank you for downloading this podcast. We are Jersey Rock on 95.9 The Rat.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.